in the grand story of the Bible.
首先一点呢，就是我们借着圣经这个整个的大前提下呢，看看上帝到底是什么样子。
And the second thing is that God the God that you believe in.
那第二点呢，我们就是问大家，那么这是不是你心中所相信的神？
Because sometimes the God we believe in is not actually the God of the Bible.
有时候呢，我们相信的神并不是真正的神。
So we looked at the story of the Bible, how God created the world in perfection and beauty.
那么我们看圣经当中的故事，你知道呢，上帝是怎么完美的创造这个世界？
How the first human being sinned and broke the world.
那么第一个人，也就是人类的始祖，是怎样犯罪违反了他的规则？
And how God promised to send a Messiah to fix the world.
那么神又是如何许诺来？所以我们送一位救主来拯救我们。
That promise was given to the nation of Israel.
那么这个承诺呢，是给了这个以色列民的。
And through their long history, sometimes they obeyed God and sometimes they did not.
在漫长的历史当中，以色列民有时候遵守上帝的规则，有时候呢违背上帝的规则。
But they've always been waiting for the promise to be fulfilled.
但是他们一直呢在等待这个承诺呢会被实现。
And today, what we're looking at in this passage, and what we celebrate at Christmas, is the fulfillment of that promise.
那么在我们庆祝圣诞节之日呢，我们来看一下这个承诺呢，神的这个承诺是怎么实现的。
So the big idea today, what I want you to take away, if there's nothing else, here's this.
那么今天如果您什么都记不得的话，我想让你记住这一点，这也是一个非常重要的主题。
Worship the God who became a baby for you.
敬拜这位为你而变为婴孩的主。
So we'll look at three things. First, we'll look at the power of the baby.
那么我们来看三点。第一点呢，就是说我们来看一下这个圣婴的能力。
Second, we'll look at the weakness of the baby.
还有第二点呢，就是这个婴孩的脆弱。
And then we'll ask what is our response to the baby.
那么对于这位圣婴，第三点就是说我们的回应是什么？
Well, the passage that Wangwei read for us earlier tells this amazing story of the birth of Jesus.
那我们之前读到的经文呢，讲了这个让我们很惊奇的圣经故事，耶稣是怎么诞生的。
Now you'll notice that this takes place not at the manger scene where Jesus was born, but this takes place in a house some years later.
你会注意到呢，这个事情的发生地点呢，并不是在这个马槽里边，而是在一个房后边，是在一个房子里边发生的。
That's verse 11 if you care. Not the stable.
如果你想仔细查看一下的话呢，是十一节，他们到了一个房子，而不是在马槽里边了。
And these wise men show up.
那么这个三位志士呢，他们就出现了。
The Greek is the word magi.
那么在希腊语中呢，这三位志士，他的这个是叫Magi。
We always say that there's three of them, but the text actually never says that there's three.
我们常常说呢有三位志士，但是呢真正的这个圣经呢并没有说是三位。
It says they gave three gifts.
只是说呢他们给了三个礼物。
But most likely, it was a whole group of people who presented three gifts.
很有可能是一群人，他们一起呢给了耶稣，这个圣婴耶稣呢三件礼物。
And we say that they were kings. That was in our song. But a magi was actually someone who would practice astrology or magic or dream interpretation.
那我们一般说他们是三个王，其实呢，这个 magi 这个词的意思呢是这个博士或志士，也就是呢，以前研究星象，还有呢，解梦，或者是呢，能够呢，来做一些魔术的，变魔术的人。
And the word here, they came from the east, but it most likely means Babylon is where they came from Persia.
那么并且说呢他们从东方来，很可能这个东方指的就是巴比伦或者是波斯。
About 800 miles away, which would have meant they traveled about an entire month to arrive in Jerusalem.
那么为了到耶路撒冷呢, 他们可能行了 800里路, 要花一整个月的时间。
So they see a star.
他们看到一个星,
and somehow they know that that star means Jesus the Messiah is born.
不知道什么原因, 反正他们知道呢, 这个星是意味着呢, 这个救主耶稣要降生了。
And we don't know exactly how they knew that, but there is a prophecy in the Old Testament about stars.
我们不知道他们是如何知道这点的, 但是在旧约圣经当中呢, 有一个预言说呢, 关于这个, 星预示的什么。
You turn to Numbers 24:17, it says this. A star would mark the birth of the promised king of Israel who would rule over their enemies.
就是这些在这个圣经中提到说到呢，这颗星呢，就预示着有一个救主会诞生，有一个统治者呢会诞生，会帮助以色列呢打败他的敌人。
So they assume if there's a baby who's born king, he must be in the palace.
他们就假想说，他们就假定认为呢，如果有一个孩子他会成为王的话，他肯定会出生在王宫里边。
So they ask King Herod where the baby is.
那么他就问希律这个孩子在哪呢？
And their question implies that the baby is the rightful ruler of Israel.
他们的问题呢，就暗示就是将来呢，有一个孩子他会成为以色列的统治者。
Now, you need to know Herod, we know from history, was paranoid about someone taking over his throne.
如果你读历史的话，你就会知道希律呢，他当时一直呢都是非常惊恐的，特别担心别人会抢夺他的这个王位。
In fact, when an advisor became really, really good at his job, Herod would kill the advisor.
如果他的测试呢，非常善于对他提出谋略的话呢，那么这个希律就会变得很不安，会把这个测试杀掉。
On multiple occasions, Herod killed his own sons so that they would not become king.
在不同的场合，这个希律呢，把他自己的好多儿子呢都杀死了，这样呢，就没有人把他的王位夺过去了。
And again, on multiple occasions, he killed more than one of his wives because they were a threat to his kingdom.
在不同的场合，他也不止一次的把他的妻子和嫔妃呢杀掉。 一旦他意识到这些人会成为他王权的一个威胁的话，
So when he hears that there's a rival king, he decides, I got to take this baby out.
所以呢，当他听到有一个这个小孩，有一个婴孩可能会成为将来他的这个统治的威胁的话，他就决定呢把这个孩子除掉。
So he asks where the baby's from. Where the baby would be born.
那么他就询问这个孩子会出生在哪里。
And the religious leaders quote the prophecy from Micah 5:2.
那么这些宗教领袖呢，就从这个麦迦书的这个二章来引用经文。
And it was read earlier, but it says the king of Israel would be born in Jerusalem. Excuse me, in Bethlehem.
那么这里呢，就说米迦书5-2节就说呢，将来有一王会出生在伯利恒。
So Herod plots that Magi will find the baby, tell him, and then he'll be able to go not to worship the baby, but to actually go kill baby.
所以那个希律王呢，就求这三位博士去寻找这个婴孩，告诉他们呢，他们也会去拜这个婴孩。
So the Magi leave for Bethlehem, which is only a couple miles away.
那么博士们他们就离开去伯利恒，其实就是几迈之外的距离。
And the star appears to guide their way.
那么这个星呢又出现引领他们。
In verse 11, they enter the house, they see the child with Mary his mother, they fall down and they worship him.
那么第十节说到他进了房子，看到小孩和他母亲玛利亚，他们就拜服那小孩子。Now
you would normally fall down and bow before a king.
一般会在这个王面前才会呢匍匐敬拜。
That's normal for a king.
这个是非常正常的，就是拜一个王。
We still even do that today with the king of Saudi Arabia or king of Thailand. People bow before they go to the king.
甚至今天呢，我们也会这么做。比如说，你去泰国或者去沙特阿拉伯，你要见到一个王的话呢，你会去匍匐拜他。
But notice they don't just bow.
你有没有看到这里呢？并不是只是匍匐敬拜。
They bowed and worshiped.
这里说呢，他们匍匐还呢敬拜。
It says somehow they learned that this baby is not just a king, this baby is God himself.
他们呢知道啊，我们不知道他们怎么知道的，但是他们知道呢，这个孩子呢不只是将来会是个王，而且呢本身就是神他自己。
And they gave their baby these luxurious gifts, really expensive gifts that would be fit for a king, appropriate to give to a king.
那么他们就给这个圣婴非常奢侈的非常昂贵的礼物，只有神只有这个王才能配得的礼物。
And God warned them, don't go tell Herod, and so they go back a different way.
上帝告诉他们呢不要回去告诉希律，所以他们从不同的路回去了。
Which by the way meant they were risking their lives to protect Jesus.
这其实等于就是说呢，为了保护耶稣，他们在冒着生命危险。
Herod so send soldiers to go kill Jesus. He very easily could have sent soldiers to go kill the Magi.
因为希律呢，很容易的就可以派人呢去杀害耶稣，那么他们也会很容易的派人呢去谋杀这些博士。
So I want to just take a moment to reflect on the power of this baby.
那我们现在先来讲一下这个婴孩他的这个全能。
His power is so great.That these wealthy, powerful men leave their country to come visit him.
这个婴孩的权力如此之大，他竟然能够使这些博学之士呢离开他们的家，远程来敬拜他。
A month-long journey to Jerusalem, and then to spend what looks to be one night there, and then a one-month journey back.
他们呢会花一个月的时间来到耶路撒冷，只是在那待一个晚上，然后呢又花一个月的时间回去。
I mean, just think of the power a baby would have if the vice president of the United States left being vice president for 2 years, it's 2 months, to go see a baby for one night.
你想象一下这个孩子的全能，就是说，假如这个孩子是指美国的副总统，离开他的职位。两个月来拜见这个婴孩。
This is quite the baby.
这个孩子真是不得了。
His power is so great that King Herod is threatened, even terrified, just by hearing about the baby.
这个婴孩的这个潜能如此之大，这个希律王呢，只是听到他降生的消息，就已经惊慌失措了。
It says that when they came and they told the Jerusalem, all of Jerusalem was troubled.
这里说呢，当这个希律告诉整个耶路撒冷这个耶稣降生的事情的时候，整个耶路撒冷呢也很困惑。
And the word troubled is a really weak translation. It really should be terrified.
困惑一词呢，翻译的有点这个词义有点弱。其实真正的翻译应该是呢，非常害怕。
His power is so great that these Babylonian astrologers come to worship him.
那么这个孩子的潜能如此之大，以至于呢，这些巴比伦的这个占星象的人术士他们会来拜见他。
And their job with astrology and magic.And sorcery are all things clearly that God opposes. They're all things God says not to do.
这些术士他们一般做的都是神告诉人不能做的，比如说解梦、玩魔术、或者是呢、观星象。
And yet they come and these pagan astrologers worship the baby Jesus.
然后这些异教徒的这些术士会远来呢。来拜见这个圣婴。
So just imagine the power of this little tiny baby.
所以你想象一下，这个非常小的婴孩，他的能力有多大
？Now Herod comes and he kills all the babies that are two and under.
那么希律王把所有两岁以下的孩子都杀了。
Based on what you heard of when the star appeared.
他根据他所听到的这个星出现在哪里。
So most likely Jesus is about 1 year old.
所以很可能那个时候耶稣是一岁大。
And the parents is to be safe said, okay, I'm also going to kill the 2 year old.Because I, you know, tell a 1 year old and 2 year old apart. So he just says, we'll take them all out. But Jesus is probably between 1 and 2.
耶稣那个时候可能是一岁到两岁大，那是为了保险期间呢。希律说，反正我也弄不清楚到底谁是一岁还是两岁，最好把两岁以下的都杀死。
So it's about the age of my son Ryan.
就大概呢，耶稣那个时候是我的儿子Ryan 的年龄。
And yet he changes the entire world.
但是他的诞生却改变了整个的世界。
Right? He can't talk. He can babble. He can talk.
这个婴孩根本都不能讲话，他可能只是牙牙学语。
If he can walk, he's probably not good at it. He still falls down.
如果他能走路的话，可能大概已经会走路了，但是还会摔倒。
He mostly just eats, sleeps, goes to the bathroom, and plays.
他大多数时间可能就是吃喝睡做这些事情。
That was clever. Mary has to feed him.
玛丽呢？玛丽亚必须要给他喂食。
She has to rock him to sleep.
那要把他摇着睡觉。
She changes his diapers.
也为他换尿布。
She's a baby.
他是一个婴孩。
In every kind of a baby that a baby is, he's just a baby.
在任何角度来说，他只是个婴孩。
And yet, upon his birth, the entire area changes.
但是因为他的诞生，整个那一带都改变了。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
Because he's not just a baby.
因为他不只是一个婴孩。
He absolutely is a baby.
他绝对是一个婴孩。
But he's not just a baby.
但是又不仅仅是一个婴孩。
If we skip back earlier in Matthew chapter 1 verse 20, it says this, 20-23.It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means...God with us.
那么我们一起来回顾一下之前的经节，马太福音1:20-23，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说既有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
This baby is God himself come to be with us.
那么这个婴孩就是神变为人跟我们同在。
That's why he has such immense power that changes the entire situation.
所以他才有如此大的权能来改变整个世界。
Now, why does God become a baby?
那么神为什么要变成婴孩呢？
I heard a story by a Danish philosopher.
有一个故事是一个这个丹麦的一个哲学家讲的。
And he said, imagine there's a king, a powerful king.
想象有一个大能的王。
No one would dare resist this king whose power is that great.
因为他全能如此之大，所以没有人敢拒绝他。
But the king has a problem because the king saw this little peasant lady and he loved her.
但是现在呢，这个王呢遇到一个问题，他呢碰到了一个村姑，并且呢他喜欢她。
And so he has a problem.
所以这个问题就来了。
Because he could say to his servants, "Go bring the girl to my castle."
当然，这个王可以很容易的对他的卫士说，去把这个村姑叫来，带到我的王宫。
And he could dress her in fine clothes and put a crown on her head.
给他漂亮的衣服，并且把王冠戴在他的头上。
And she would be flattered, and she might say, "Yes, I love you."
那么这个村姑肯定会觉得很荣幸，会对他说，可以，可以，我是很爱你的。
But he would never know if she loves him or just the things he gives her.
但是这个王永远也不可能知晓这个。村姑呢，到底是爱他本人呢，还是爱他给他的东西？
Because to go from peasant to queen is such a good jump. Your life is so much better. Would it be love?
那么从村姑升到这个皇后这样的位置，这个简直是鸡犬升天，谁不想呢？
And if he went out to her to meet her at her hut.
那么如果呢，他想带人到他的这个小屋子里边去跟他见面的话。
He would embarrass her.
他会这样会让那个村姑很难为情。
Going up with his guards and his robes and his kingly power, she would be overwhelmed.
那么如果这个王呢穿着他的王服，带着他的群臣，在他的这个小房子，在这个村姑的房子面前出现的话，这个村姑可能不知所措。
So what he realized is this.
所以他意识到一点。
He could not lift her up.
他呢，王没有办法呢，让他升高，让这个村姑升高。
He must lower himself.
那么王必须自己呢降卑。
And so he left the throne.
所以呢，他离开王位。
Took off his robe.
把自己的王服脱了。
Dressed like a peasant.
那么就换上农民的衣服。
Moved into her village.
然后搬到他的村子里边。
So that he might win her hand.
那么这样呢，才能赢得这个村姑的芳心。
Stories are written about this, right?
那么我们听到类似这样的故事。
Why?
为什么会有这样的故事呢？
Because love that will cross a divide so great is a powerful love.
因为如果一个能够超越各种距离的这种各种界限的爱，是一种非常伟大的爱。
And God himself becomes a baby so that he might win our hand.
而神他自己呢变为婴孩，以便呢能够得到我们的心。
But he still is God as this baby. That's why he has so much power to change the world.
虽然他是婴孩，但他还是神，所以他有如此大的全能来改变世界。
And yet it is power in flesh in weakness.
但是呢，他却把他的全能来变为一个降卑为人。
And so let's look at the weakness of this.God, baby.
让我们来看一下这个孩子，这个宋婴的脆弱。
See, Herod is so threatened by Jesus that he sends soldiers to go kill all of the babies, baby boys under 2 years old in Bethlehem.
那么听到宋婴的诞生呢，基利惊慌失措，他呢下令把所有2岁以下的孩子都杀掉。
Now, Bethlehem's not a big city back then, so it's probably 10 to 30 boys.
玻璃城那个时候并不是一个大城，所以呢，也就是10到30个孩子。
But this is such a threat, Herod does it. But God protects his baby.
那么这个希律呢，就做出了这样很有威胁性的这么一个命令，但是呢，神还保护他的圣婴。
God sends the dream to the Magi so that they leave.
那么神在梦中呢？向这个博士显现，他们就离开了。
And then it looks like that same night he sends a dream to Joseph, telling Joseph to leave.
好像也是在同一天晚上，他也显梦给约瑟，让约瑟离开。
Now notice Joseph immediately runs away. Did you notice?
你有没有注意到呢？这里经文写的，约瑟呢立即就离开了。
He doesn't have time to say goodbye to all their friends and family.
他并没有时间跟朋友和家人道别。
They don't have time to sell off all their things to fund the trip.
他们呢也没有时间把家中的东西变卖掉来做有这个资金呢来准备这场旅行。
These are refugees fleeing a terrorist dictator who is coming to kill them.
这就是他们就像这个现在难民逃离暴君和逃离恐怖分子一样。
And they run.
他们就逃跑了。
They grab Jesus in the middle of the night, wake him up, jump on a donkey, and they hightail it out of Bethlehem.
那么他们半夜呢把这个耶稣叫醒，然后呢他们就骑上驴，然后往这个伯利恒去了。
And they go live as foreigners, as strangers, as refugees in another country that is not their own country.
他们在一个异地异乡他国作为一个难民作为一个外国人作为一个陌生人住在那里。
How did they live there?
他们是怎么住在那里的呢生活的呢
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But it was probably the gold, frankincense, and myrrh that God had just provided to them.
很可能是这些博士所献的这些金还有呢墨药还有乳香的给他们提供了生活的来源
Selling that is probably how they survive
把这些变卖掉可能就是他们赖于生存的这个生计的赖于谋生的办法
Until King Herod dies and God gives another dream to Joseph saying it's safe to come back
直到希律王死后那么神呢又在梦中向他们显现可以回来了
So God is protecting the God baby
所以神一直在保护他的圣婴。
Did you notice the weakness of this baby?
你有没有看到这个圣婴是多么的脆弱呢
？If Joseph does not obey, the baby dies.
如果即使是这个约瑟不服从的话，那么这个圣婴可能就死掉了。
Did you see how God comes to earth?
你有没有看到神如何的来到世间
？He could have come as a fully grown adult.
他本来可以以成人的样式来到世间的。
He could have come with flashing lights and thunder and a crowd of angels and soldiers.
他本来可以用闪电雷鸣带着一大群的天使降到地上。
He comes in complete and utter weakness.
但是呢他是完完全全的变为一个这么脆弱的婴孩来到世间。
Jesus is the word of God that created the universe.
耶稣其实就是这个创造天地万物的神。
By the power of his word.
这个神呢说有就有命立就立。
And now he is babbling noises as he is powerless to stop Herod's attack.
而现在呢却变为一个只能牙牙学语的婴孩那么在希律的攻击之下呢手无寸铁。
Jesus had infinite, eternal, unchanging, limitless knowledge of all things.
耶稣呢有全能，有知道世界宇宙一切万物的这个知识。
And now he has no idea why his parents so rudely awoke him and are running away with him.
但是现在却变成一个一无所知的婴孩，不知道父母为什么半夜把他叫醒，然后呢把他带走。
Jesus' hands had the power to create and sustain the entire universe.
耶稣的手本来是创造万物，并且呢维持整个世界的。
And now his hands are completely powerless to stop Herod.
那么现在他这双手呢，完全是无力的，根本就没办法抵制希律的谋害。
Jesus is the eternal, self-sustaining God who has existed for all of eternity.
那么耶稣本来是自有拥有统治万物的神。
And now his existence depends on his parents taking care of him.
但是现在呢他却变为一个完全靠父母才能存活的婴孩。
You see the amazement of this contrast?
你有没有看到多么令人惊奇的这种对照呢
This baby is God himself with such immense power.
婴孩是这个有万能的神
And yet he is a baby that is so weak he is terrible
他就变成了一个完全无能的婴孩
There's a song that captures this contrast really well
有一首歌捕捉到了这种对比
I asked Andy to sing it for us first in special music
那么我们请安迪呢帮我们唱一下
And yeah, yeah, right So they'll come up and sing and we'll continue, but I want you to hear in this song the contrast between God and the baby.
他们唱完我们会继续，我想让你注意一下呢，这种在歌中唱到的这个对比。
唱歌。
Hallelujah.
大家有没有看到这种对比呢？创造天地万物的这双手出现得如此渺小，这个真的是一个奥秘。
The great I am who always is, was, always is, and always will be.
他本来是自有拥有的神。
And yet if Mary stumbled and dropped him.
但是如果玛丽不小心摔了一脚，把他摔在地上的话，他有可能会死掉。
Why did God become a baby?
那么为什么上帝变为婴孩呢？
Why doesn't he just become an adult? Why a baby?
为什么他不是作为成人而来而变成婴孩？
And before that, he was in the womb. He was a single cell before he started to grow.
在变为婴孩降生之前呢，他只是一个细胞，在这个母亲的子宫里边。
None of us would willingly become a two-year-old.
我们当中没有一个人会自愿变成一个两岁大的孩子。
Give up everything you know, give up all your abilities, and become two. None of us would ever take that choice.
没有人会愿意放弃我们所知道的一切，我们所有的一切。来变成一个两岁的孩子。
And yet the God of the universe becomes a baby.
但是宇宙的创造者，他呢变成了一个婴孩。
I mean, but it'd be like you or me choosing to become an amoeba.
就像我们会愿意变成一个变形虫一样。
Why does God come so weakly? Why is it so weak that God must protect him?
那么神为什么借着如此虚弱的形象出现在世上呢？
The answer to that question comes 30 years later in the life of Jesus.
那么这个答案呢，在三十年之后，通过耶稣的生命见证的。
When Jesus stands before another Roman ruler,
当耶稣站在另一位罗马王前面的时候，
He has the choice to keep him alive or to kill him.
那么当时呢可以有选择把它杀掉，或者是呢让它活下来。
And in that moment, God does not intervene.
在这样的选择面前，神并没有介入。
God does not protect his son.
在这个情况之下，上帝并没有保护他的儿子。
The ruler sends him to the cross.
那么这个统治者呢，把他送上了十字架。
And in fact, on the cross it says that God the Father abandoned and left God the Son.
经文中说呢，在十字架上，上帝天父放弃舍弃了他的儿子。
So why here in this story does God turn work so hard to protect his son, but 30 years later he does nothing?
为什么在这里神千方百计的来保护这个声音，但三十年之后却把他舍弃呢？
Because both had to happen to save us.
就是两者必须发生才能将我们挽救。
To save us from our sin, the baby had to live and the man had to die.
为了拯救我们，这个婴孩必须存活，那么成年的耶稣必须死掉。
Why do I say that?
我为什么这样说呢？
Well, the Bible tells us that every human being, you, me, everyone, we have all done things that we know are wrong.
那么圣经上说，所有的人类，包括你和我，都做了不应该做的错事。我们也知道这些是不对的。
You don't even have to be religious if this is true.
你都不必有宗教信仰而跟我有相同的认识。
Just take everything that you have told your children they should do or they should not do.
你就想想你告诉孩子所有的该做和不该做的事情。
Have you kept your own rules?
你有没有自己破坏这些规则呢？
Have you done what you tell other people they should do?
你有没有做这些你告诉别人不准做的事情呢？
See, you should only pick your own standards.
所以你自己都不能满足你自己的标准。
I know, that's because I don't pick my own standards.
我之所以知道这个，是因为我自己也不能达到我自己的标准。
So if you don't pick your own standards, how do you think that you can God's standard.
See, when
you just look at your standard, there's a consequence.
当你不服从你父母的标准的时候呢，那么会有一个后果，会有惩罚。
When you disobey your boss, there's a consequence, there's a punishment.
你不服从上司的时候，就会有惩罚，有后果。
When you disobey the law, there's a punishment.
你违法的话呢，也会有惩罚。
And when we break God's standards, when we disobey God, there's a punishment.
那么当我们打破上帝的规则不服从的话，那么也会有惩罚。
The Bible says death.
圣经讲这种惩罚就是死亡。
It's a physical death. All of us will one day die.
这是肉体的死亡，有一天呢，我们都会死亡。
It's a spiritual death. We are cut off. We are cut off from God.
也是一种灵魂的死亡，就是说呢，我们的灵魂都与神远离了。
And when we die, we will be eternally separated from God.
当我们死去的时候呢，我们会永久的、永恒的跟神分离。
See, this is why critical to God being saved alive.
所以呢，在这里我们就看到，这个圣婴能够存活下来呢，是非常关键的。
Because a baby who is born and then killed by Herod doesn't save anyone.
如果这个圣婴生下来，结果被希律王杀掉的话，那他不能拯救任何人。
If God did not protect Jesus the baby, there would be no Christmas Carol fun.
如果上帝不拯救和保护他的圣婴的话，那么就不会有这些圣诞节的歌曲了。
But this God baby lives.
但是呢，这个圣婴存活了下来。
He lives what the Bible says is a perfect life.
按照圣经，这个圣婴呢，让他的生活是无可指责的。
He never once didn't do what he told other people to do.
他从来没有一次打破他为别人立的规则。
He never broke God's commandments.
他也永远从来没有一次打破过上帝的规则。
Which is unlike you or me, he deserves to live and not die.
这是跟我们不一样，是他呢是应该永久的存活，而不应该死掉的。
He doesn't deserve separation from God.
他不应该受到与神的隔离的惩罚。
But this is why it's so critical that 30 years later, the God man died.
但是呢，这一点是非常关键的。三十年之后，这个人子就死了。
Because if the baby was kept alive and then lived a perfect life of sitting with God in heaven, that wouldn't save us either.
就是假如这个圣婴存活下来，活了一个无可指责的一生，然后呢就回去跟天父在一起了，那么这个过程本身并不会拯救我们。
There'd be no Christmas song come for that either.
那么就不会有这个圣诞歌曲来赞颂这件事情。
Because we still deserve to die because of our sin.
那么因为我们呢还会因着我们的罪犯而应该受死。
But instead, the God man died.
但是人子也是神子，他却死掉
了。
他替我们承受了我们本应该接受的死亡。
A physical death on the cross.
那么通过呢，在身体在十字架上的死亡。
And a spiritual death as you cry out, "Oh God, my God, why have you forsaken?"
同时也经历了灵魂上的死亡，当他哭喊。父神，你为什么舍弃我？
See, the Bible says that on the cross we trade places.
圣经上说，在十字架上我们交换了位置。
To enter God's presence, we need to be perfectly righteous.
为了能够在神的面前，我们需要呢完美无瑕。
But we all have sin that prevents us to enter God's presence.
但是我们都犯了罪，以至于不能来到神的面前。
But Jesus, the God baby, did not die.
假如说这个圣婴不死掉的话，这个圣婴并没有死掉，他呢受到神的保护，并且过了一个完美的一生。圣婴又说呢，在十字架上他跟我们交换了位置。他背负了我们的罪责。他给我们他完美的人生命，这样呢，他替我们死了，这样我们可以存活。
See, God protects his baby so that he would have a perfect life to offer as a sacrifice.
那么，上帝保护了他的圣婴，以便他可以过一个 完美无瑕的生活，已经成为一个祭献给他。
And then God does not protect His son, so that there might be a sacrifice.
但神并没有保护他的儿子，却让他为我们作为祭献在十字架上。
See, this is why we sing Christmas songs.
这就是我们为什么今天唱这个圣诞歌的原因。
The baby lived.
孩子活了下来。
So that the man might die.
以便呢，成年的耶稣可以死掉。
If you hold such a great song this morning, it doesn't matter if Jesus is born in Bethlehem or dies in Gethsemane. What matters is if he's born in your heart.
今天姐红选了一个非常合适的歌。这个歌中说到呢，尽管呢，耶稣生在伯利恒，死在这个克西玛尼园，这些呢都不重要。假若他没有出现在你的心灵里的话。
The question for you today is this.
今天我给大家的问题是这样的。
Has you and Jesus traded places?
你跟耶稣有没有交换位置呢？
Let me give you a hint.
我给你一个暗示。
If you wonder whether you're forgiven.
如果你还在怀疑思考你是不是被饶恕了。
If you wonder if you've done enough good that God will accept you.
如果你还在考虑你是不是做得足够好，以便让神接受你。
If you think what you've done is so bad, there's no way God would love you.
或者你在想你做得太糟了，犯了这么多错，所以神是不可能爱你的。
Then you don't understand that.
那么这就说明你还没有理解这一点。
Because all of the things that separate you from God were put on Christ. All of them.
因为所有将你跟神分离的这些过犯，耶稣都替你代受了。
There's not a single thing that you have done that Christ did not take on Himself and then die for.
没有一件你做过的事情，耶稣没有替你遮盖这个过犯，你背负的。
You're right. You don't deserve God to love you. You don't.
确实，你不值得神去爱。
But you are no longer you with the sin. You have been given the perfect life of Jesus.
但你已经不是带罪的自己了，你已经给被耶稣给予了他完美的生命。
So that if you have faith in Christ, if you have traded places with Jesus, God does not see you with sin. He sees the perfect life of Jesus Himself.
那么如果你有信心，你相信耶稣的话。那么上帝不再看到败绩的你，而是呢看到耶稣完美的生命。
And the love that God gives to you is the love that Jesus deserves.
那么神对你的爱其实是耶稣他应该得到的爱。
Friends, do you worship the God who became a baby for you?
朋友们，你在敬拜这位为你而变为婴孩的神吗？
Do you worship this God who became a baby?
你有没有在敬拜这位为你而变为婴孩的神？
If there's never been a moment where you have stripped Jesus, if you have.
如果在你的一生当中你从来没有跟耶稣交换过位置的话，
Would you do that this morning?
那么你今天早上愿不愿意这么做呢？
There's three things.
有三件事情。
That describes the faith. That means it's the faith. That takes place through faith.
那么有三个步骤，你可以呢拿得到这种信心，这种信仰。
The first is you admit that you are a sinner.
第一步呢就是承认你是罪人。
You have broken God's standard.
已经违背了神的标准。
And it doesn't matter how good you are or what you do, you can never earn God's love.
不论你自认为自己多么好，或者是多么努力，你都不可能呢赢得神的爱。
The second.
第二点。
You believe that Jesus' death took away your sins and you gave you his life.
第二点就是你相信呢，耶稣在十字架上的受死。把你的罪拿走了，他在把你的生命给了你。
You trust God's promise that you are forgiven because of
Jesus. 第三，你相信神的承诺，就是说呢，你的罪因着耶稣被赦免了。
And third,
第三点
you commit to follow the God man.
你决定来跟随人子和神子耶稣。
You say, you're my savior.
你跟他说你是我的救主。
You're my king.
你是我的王。
You're my lord.
你是我的主。
You're gracious and kind.
这是有仁慈有慈爱的。
Will you worship in him?
那么你愿意在这个圣诞之际来敬拜他吗？
The God of the Bible is a God who became a baby for you.
圣经中的上帝是一位为了女儿变为圣，变为婴孩的神。
So I ask you,
所以我来问你们，
Who is your God?
你的神到底是谁呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
That you became a baby.
你愿意变为婴孩。
We have no idea of that.
虽然不知道这意味着什么。
For you to give up your power to become helpless.
我们不知道让你离开你的王座，离开天堂，变得没有权利，这意味着什么。
To do that in love for us.
但是你这样做呢，是为了爱我们。
That we may be forgiven.
即便我们能够从最终得到赦免。
But if there's anyone here who has not made that decision,
如果有人在这里还没有来决定这个信主的话，
I pray that you help them right now.
求主帮助他们。
I need to pray a prayer like what I'm about to say.
那么他们可以像我接下来的祷告一样。
And this is true for all of us who have believed in you.
那么我们在座所有信你的人也是一样的。
We can pray this prayer.
我们也可以一起这样的祷告。
God, we admit that we are sinners.
是吧？我们承认我是罪人。
We know we do not deserve your love.
我们不配得到你的爱。
But God, we believe your promise.
我们相信你的承诺。
That Jesus death.Takes away the punishment for our sins.
耶稣的死把我们应受的惩罚拿走了。
And his life gives us a perfection so that we can be loved by him.
那么他的生命，他的完美的生命，可以呢让我们配得神的爱。
And God, we commit our lives to you.
主，我们将我们生命交托给你。
To follow you.
我们愿意跟从你。
In everything you say.
按照你所说的每句话去做。
No matter how hard it is.
不论这个路程有多难。
No matter what it costs us.
不论代价有多大。
Because you are Lord.
因为你是主。
You are the God.
你是上帝。
You are the God who became a baby.
你是成为婴孩的上帝。
You love us.
为了爱我们变为了婴孩。
Help us to worship you today.
帮助我们今天敬拜你。
And the Christmas season.
在这个圣诞期间敬拜你。
And the rest of our lives.
在我们余生当中敬拜你。
We pray in the name of the God-Man.
我们奉着神子耶稣的名祷告。Let's stand up and end our service with doxology too. Thank you. Please be seated. Now it's time to welcome and make announcement.
我们欢迎第一次来到我们教会的 弟兄姐妹的朋友。 如果你们是第一次来的，我们大家来到我们教会， 请你自我介绍一下。
We welcome all friends who come here for the first time. Please stand up and introduce yourself.
好。This is my
sister-in-law coming from Hunan to visit me.
好，欢迎你到我们教会。 还有没有？如果没有，我们就是老朋友了。有几个事要报告一下，就是第一个事情就是下周五是大组聚会，时间是7点到9点。
Seven announcements. Next Friday will be big gathering. From 7 to 9.
是我们有就各小组有些圣诞节的表演。
We'll gather together to have some Christmas performance.
还有那天请各小组准备一些就点小点心，我们这个9点以后有一些可以有些fellowship。
So each